We are five lines from the bottom of the skinny lines, right? Last two words in the letter Umayishna, Laman Yom. Yeah. So we're talking about the case, right? The Gemara's case of the trying to understand what's the scenario where he says to her, I'm not going to take care, that he basically makes this neder, and he's somehow not abrogating his responsibilities to her. And we said, well, what must be the case? The case is where she has enough money to take care of her major things, not part of her minor things, and even the minor things are things that she's been like mochel on until now, and said it's fine, but now that he's making the nedarim, she's no longer mochel. And so there's things that like she sort of wants or needs, but they're not basic, and therefore he can have someone else fill that in, and he's not, violating his responsibility, and that's why the nether is still chal. Fine. So the Gemara says, "Umayishna ad lamed yom." Like what's 30 days? Like why do we choose this seemingly random amount of time to determine that it's been too much or hasn't been too much? Like where does that come from? So it's the Gemara ad lamed yom lo shami ba inchi. Right, so the first 30 days, no one hears about it. Right, less than a month already, no one hears about it, and it won't be embarrassing. But once it's more than that, people can hear about it, becomes embarrassing, presumably embarrassing for her. And that's why at that point we take action, at least at the very, depending on the Cohen Yisrael scenario, but at least 30 days is an amount of time that we feel like people start to notice. Ibai's Ema, or if you want, I'll tell you a different answer. So that's fine. So Ibai's Ema presumably is talking about now a new answer to the original question, right? Which is, what's the scenario here? Like, what's happening? Right? So Ibai's Ema, Shehi Dira, Kishihi Arusa. So one possibility is that the neder was taken while she was in Arusa. Okay? So if she's in Arusa, presumably, he doesn't have the same responsibilities to take care of her. Right, okay, but if that's true, Arusa mi Islam Mizoni, right? Meaning if that's true, okay, she's in Arusa, so he's not chayav to pay her yet. They didn't get married. They didn't finish getting married. They didn't have nisuin, right? So and the Gemara, no, she higia zman velo nisu. No, the case is that they did erusin. The zman arrived for nisuin, and that didn't happen yet. We've seen that before. There's a certain amount of time at a certain point there. There's expectation that they would have gotten married already. They would have had nisuin already. And they didn't do that. This not, if you saw in the Mishnah, he gives man velo nisu ochlos mishalava ochlos betruma. Right, when the zman of the nisuin arrives and he didn't yet get married, so what happens? So she can eat from him, and she can eat truma. Right, if he's a kohen, or if she's a kohen, or her father's a kohen. So the point being that once that time arrives, so now he does have responsibility to this. Ochos b'truma is if he's a kohen, right? That she can eat from his stuff once his man arrives. So you see, there is a responsibility for him to take care of her. Fine. And how was the neder chal? The neder was chal because when the neder was taken, it was taken when he wasn't responsible. Right? So the point is that because our whole question is how can neder be chal if he has responsibility here? The answer is, the neder was taken before the responsibility had set in, and then it remains in place even once the responsibility starts. Fine. Okay. So umayishna shloshim yom. So then what's the story with shloshim yom in this case? So ad shloshim yom avid shliach shikhuse. Tvei lo avid shliach shikhuse. So here, what's the difference? The difference is there a sin, once 30 days have come up, so he has a shliach taking care of his, taking care of his responsibility. But after a month, as we know, the first month people are very intense, and then after a little while, the shliach is going to stop. And won't be necessarily do that which he was responsible to do. And therefore, it'll break down. And it's actually just a concern, not about an embarrassment for her, but just in a general sense, a concern that she won't have what she needs because he won't take care of it. V'yibayis ema, and if you want, I'll tell you another answer. She dira kashihi arusa v'nises. So another possibility is that they were, again, that the neder was taken while she was in arusa, and then they got married, right? And then they got married. So nises hasavra v'kibla, right? Meaning the first case was that they were, the Neder was saying while she was in Arusa, and then the Zman of Nisuan arrived, right? And so the Zman of Nisuan means he has a chayv to for Mizonos. Here is, no, this is even more clear cut. He took the Neder, and then they actually did Nisuan, right? So that works very well in terms of his responsibility to her, and it works well in terms of how the Neder was chal, because it was when she was in Arusa. But the question is, Nisei is Hasabar Vakibla, but that's true. If they hadn't had Nisuin yet, and he had already taken a Neder, he's not going to take care of her, economically, and then they have Nisuin, what does it mean? It means she accepted it. Right? She accepted to get married under these conditions. Okay, so then if that's true, why does he have to take care of it? Still have to pay for her, right? So answers the Gemara, the Amra Kasavura Ani Shani Yachola Lakabel, right? No, what happens is she says, look, when we got married, I thought I could manage it, right? But but at this point, I realize I can't do that anymore, right? So it's like a mechachtos almost, right? So when we say that for, if a person gets married and they realize there's a person who has, that their husband or wife has a mum, they can say, look. And they might say, well, you knew about it. And she says, okay, I knew about it in theory, right? But when I really got married, I realized this is not in theory. And now I'm having a harder time with it. But in terms of mizonos, we have such a thing. So answer the no element chavarta kedeshani to make our fine. So that's not a great answer. We don't like the answer of that they were already actually married, or they got the neder when there was eris and then they do nisuin. That's an answer we don't like as much, because that's going to be harder. So the other answers still hold, it sounds like, but not this one. Fine. Okay. So we said that ad shloshim yom yamid panas, right? For the first 30 days, up to 30 days, the guy, the nether is in place, and he has to set up this person who's going to take care of her financially. So what's happening here? It says Gemara, panas lav shechusei kavid, right? Like, wait a second. Like, you just told me that he takes a neder that he's not able to, he's not going to be a financier. Good. And so, what does he do? Instead, he sets up a person who's going to be a financier. But, right? So, like, what do you mean? You're going to have a shliach doing it for you. So then, the whole thing's a game. You are financing her. So what's happening here, right? So finally, slap shechutzei ka'avid. So Amar Huna be'omer kol hazan eino mafsid. Now, what's the case? The case is he says, look, if somebody wants to take care of my wife, he's not going to lose out. Meaning, he's basically saying, I'll pay you if you take care of my wife's mizonos. I'll then. What's the lesson of this whole story? Don't take nedarim. Don't take nedarim ever. It's the story of all of the sechas nedarim and shvuos. Just don't do it. Anyways, fine. Sorry, that was a commercial break. But Omer calls out in Razi. So fine. So he says basically he doesn't command him to do it. So he's not doing it through his, shlichus per se. But when he does it, the guy that the husband's going to pay him. So v'chiyaber hachi lav shlichusay kavid. But that's also not shlichus. He says he's going to pay him. And v'hatnan mishayim mushlach babor. Right? If you have a person who's thrown in a pit. And the guy screams out. He says, look, anybody who hears me, write a get for my wife. Right? So what happens? So Elu, meaning he assumes he's going to die. But he says, write a get for my wife so that she can go free. So Hare Elu yichtav avienu. So if they hear him, they should write it and they should give it there. Meaning, and what's the halacha when it comes to a get? You have to make a person a shliach to write the get for you. Right? So when he says, whoever hears my voice, write the get. So that's clearly enough to make a person a shliach. So any person who hears me should finance my wife, and I'll pay them. Should be the same thing. So Gemara says, "Come on, hachiyasha. You think that's the same thing? It's not the same thing." Hasam kamar yichtov. There he commands them. If you hear my voice, then write it. Right. So that's a tzivoy. Right? He's making the person. He doesn't know who the shliach is going to be, but he's saying, whoever the shliach is, you become my shliach. Right. Whoever hears me becomes my shliach. Right. Hachami kamar yazun chalazan kamar. He doesn't say. You should do it. He just says it. If you do, I'll pay for it. Okay. So says Gemara. So that's why maybe this is okay still. So says Gemara. V'amar Rabbi Ami b'deleika hitir lomar kol mechaba eino mafsid. Right. When we talk about a case of a fire, right? If there's a fire burning, and the person says, whoever puts out the fire, He says it to her. That case is a case of it's on Shabbos, and he's asking the non-Jews, I believe, right? Whoever puts out the fire isn't going to lose money. Meaning, I'll pay you basically for putting the fire out. You can't say that on Shabbos because you can't be mitzvah then to do that. So basically, Rami says it, when it comes to b'deleika, they were matir kol machabe in a mafsid. B'deleika, and they said it specific in the case of deleika, the case of a fire. Lemute mai, what's that coming to exclude? Lav lemute ki hagavna, it's coming to exclude our case, no? So he says, no. Lo lemute shar yisurim to Shabbos. No, it's coming to exclude other yisurim of Shabbos. It's not coming to, look at Rashi. Rashi says, b'deleika hi tiru lomar b'Shabbos, right, so there, the Chazal understood a person's mindset. If you don't let them have someone put it out, they're going to put it out themselves. So we allowed this in this case, like the valley of the Rabbanim, you know, Amir Nachri. So the question is, "Lav v'mute ki agavna b'chol yisurin shabatorim," and he's coming to exclude every, you know, every other case. Kumar says, "No, coming to exclude shar yisurin Shabbos the chamire that are more machmer." V'lo hitiru behen lomar ha'osali malach hazu. Meaning when we said b'deleika hitiru, what do you mean? You mean generally on Shabbos we wouldn't allow this. Right? Generally on Shabbos you don't allow a person to make announcements. Anyone who does this malacha from you will be fine. But specifically when it comes to a fire, that's when we're mad, right? This has nothing to do with the nidarim. What are you talking about? This is not. It's by b'deleika, specifically b'deleika hitiru on Shabbos, as opposed to. It doesn't come to exclude other cases that are not Shabbos issues. Maybe, you know, what we do when it comes to Nedarim could be, could not be, but it's not necessarily related. Fine. Fine. So Meisiv Rabba. So fine. So that's not a. So we're still, you know, considering this option. So Meisiv, you know, that he can say anybody who's on her, I won't lose that. So Meisiv Rabba Hamudar Hana Mechaveiro Vein Lo Mayocha. So let's say a person again had taken a neder that the person can't get benefit from them, and then that person has nothing to eat. So Yelech Etzel Chavani Haragelet. So person can go to the store, the shopkeeper that he usually goes to. Veyomalo Ish Ploni Mudar Hana Mimeni. This guy, you know, right, Shmerel. So I'm not allowed to give him benefit. Right? Veini Odea Maaselo. I don't know what to do for him. Who knows in law, uba v'nota mizeh, right? So what can he do? So you basically do a mir l'nachri to a Jew. And you say, oh, really, it's so hard. This guy can't get food, and I'm not allowed to give him any money. I can't give it to him. So what does the guy do? Oh, okay. I don't know what to do. So he goes and he gives him, he delivers, the guy from Glad Express goes in any store, whichever you like. I don't know. I'm not saying any specific store. Whichever of the 100 stores you like, the guy goes and he delivers the food to this guy, and then he goes to your house, and he comes in, and he takes money out of your wallet, and then that works, right? Right. So what do we see? Hachi hu deshari aval kol azan in a mafsid lo, right? So maybe you'll say, oh, that's the case that's mutter, right? But the case of kol azan, so that maybe that's not okay. So Mar says, no, lo mibay kamer. No, we're using this scenario, where there's something that's missing, right? Lo mi bai, but there's something that's implied. What is that? Lo mi bai kol azan in a mafsid de la amaka amar. Meaning, no, it's the opposite. It's almost like a kav chomer, right? Like certainly the case of kol azan in a mafsid, like that for sure works, right? De la amaka amar. In that case, I'm not telling any specific person. I'm just saying, hey, any person who wants to go to Shmerel's house and deliver some food, not going to lose out. Aval hai, but in this case, kevin de rugel etzlo vika azel. But this guy, the owner of the store that you used to go into all the time, and you go over to him and you tell him, right? We'd say, "Commander Amalei zil havle zil havle astami." You might think this is like the case where he says to him, "You go give him the money, go give him the food," and you might think that doesn't work. Kamash Milan, that both work, right? So the point being, there's no bringing the Rabba wanted to bring the case of the going to the storekeeper as a kasha on our case. The answer is it's not a kasha on our case. It maybe includes our case, right? And that's why we're still, sounds like the parnas is fine. Why? Because the case of the parnas is where he says anybody who brings her food won't lose out and be able to pay the money. And that way, you're not violating your nether and she gets the mizonos that she's supposed to get. Okay. So the Gemara likes this story so much, it's going to talk about this case now for a little bit. So Gufa. So Gemara comes back to talk about this case. Hamudar hana mechavero ve'ein lo mayocha. So a person who again takes a neder that the other person is not allowed to get benefit from them, but the other person doesn't have food. Right, so what does he do? Holy chitzel chavoni haragel etzlo va'omer lo ish ploni mudar hanami veni ve'nudema esalo. Who knows saying lo va'omer lo ish ploni mudar hana. Omer lo ish ploni mudar hanami veni ve'nudema esalo. Who knows saying lo ubav and altimiza. Fine. This is the original case, right? The guy, you go to the guy, you say to him, look, this guy can't get benefit from me. I don't know what to do for him. So the shopkeeper can go give him food, and he comes back and collects money from you. Fine. Beso livnos, ugedero ligdor, visadeo liksor. Right? So again, what if it's not just food, but the guy has other things that he needs? He needs his house built. He needs his fence taken care of. He needs his field harvested. All these things, again, he can't get benefit from me because I have a neder not to give he's mudar hana from me. He's not allowed to get benefit from me. So how do I make sure that all these things are done for him? So again, holich etz apolin, haragilin etzol, I can go to my regular workers. V'omalan ish ploni mudar hana mimeni, v'eni yodea ma'asalo, hein osin imo, ubayim v'nolin scharan mizeh. Right, so the same thing. So if I'm a... the guys who cut my grass, I can send them to, you know, the other guy's house, they'll cut his grass, and then they'll come back to me and they'll collect money from me. And it sounds like any benefit that you need done, you just ask your people and you let them know, Amir al-Nakhri type of style, and you alert them to the need, and they go ahead and they do what they gotta do, and then they come back and you pay them. Hayimahalcha mederech, what if the two people are walking on the road? Ve'ein imo, Mayochal, and the guy who's again forbidden from getting benefit from you has no food. So what are you going to do? So no sin la'acher l'shumatana v'halanota va'ochal. Right, umotar. So what can you do? So you know, Reuven and Shimon and Levi are walking down the street, and Reuven's not allowed to get. Reuven can't get hana from Shimon, but Levi's there also. So what does Shimon do? Shimon says, you know what, Levi? Here's a bottle of water. It's a gift to you. And then Levi takes the bottle of water and gives it to Reuven. But what if there's no anybody else there? It's just Reuven and Shimon. And again, Reuven can't get benefit from Shimon. So what do we do? So maniach agabe asela or agabe hageder veomer hare hein mufkarin. So mufkarin lakol. Misha yachbots, right? Lakol misha yachbots. Anybody can take it. So he takes the water bottle, he puts it on a bench, and he says, anybody who wants the water bottle can take it. V'halanota v'ochel umotos the guy. Fine. So then Reuven can pick it up, and he can drink the water. Rabbi Yossi says, you can't do this. That's not allowed. So I'm a Rav, my time is Rabbi Yossi. So why was it that Rabbi Yossi was not into this case? Gezer Mishum Maisa de Beis Charon. Why is he worried about? He's worried about the Maisa of Beis Charon. What's the Maisa of Beis Charon? The Maisa of Beis Charon was a person who was making like a wedding, and that's a Gemara, it's a Gemara in the Darim. And that basically what happened was a guy was making a wedding, and basically he, but there was a person who wanted to. I think he. The case is like his father was mudar hana from him or something, and he wants his father to come to the wedding. So he said, goes over to his friend and he says to his friend, "Look, the whole wedding hall and all the food and everything that's there, I'm giving it as a gift to you, on condition. But my intention is that my father should be able to attend the wedding." So the guy says, "Great." He says, "Thanks so much. I accept all the things." And then he says, "I make them all hektish." It's a great job. Now you ruined the wedding for everybody, right? So because of the guy comes back and says, no, that's not what I meant. I meant just so my father could go there. So in order to avoid such things, Rabbi Yossi said, we're not going to allow people to do these, like, you know, these end-arounds, which are, you know, just trying to, you know, subvert the din. So we're a little more careful than that. We don't allow that because we don't want to, you know, kind of find ourselves in these types of disaster scenarios. So that's why Rabbi Yossi says usher. But everyone else who allows it for all these reasons, because the bottom line is, at the end of the day, he's not directly giving him benefit. These are all cases where, you know, he finds some way to manage it. And that's just the case. But the bottom line is that the moral of the story is, don't make the darn. It's a bad idea. Okay, we'll stop here. Good message. Okay,